Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And we all hope you had a very nice Christmas and a happy new year. And today we're going to be chatting about what we're doing in January.
Yeah.
The Reading Relay is back. And then we're going to review our Christmas reads.
Yeah.
So, Reading Relay.
Well, the Reading Relay Challenge, we introduced it last year, actually. That was the first year of doing it, and it was very successful. The Reading Relay Challenge basically has 11 challenges on it that are reading and quizzes that they have to complete, and the first 14 to complete it win a trip to Waterstones and a book of their choice, and we treat them to a drink and 30 credit points.
I do love this idea because it gets the, obviously you've got your people that avidly read and they want to do it, but it also, because of the challenges that we've chosen, it mixes up what they're reading.
Yeah.
What they choose.
Yeah.
And then with your reluctant readers, it really helps because they go, oh, actually, I could probably do that, because they're spurred on by completing the challenge.
And there's not necessarily a time pressure on it, because, I mean, you do have people who are very strong and whip through it quite quickly, but it does take a little bit of time to do. One of the reasons I do it is I don't run anything like accelerated reading here, so I need to think up different ideas to sort of encourage the students to read.
And monitor how their readings going as well.
And to encourage them to pick up different books. So, for example, on the books that they have to read, one is a book trust challenge, and then we've got things like reading a graphic novel, manga, and a fiction quick read. So that's the variety of books that they have to read on it.
Yeah, a new one that we've got this year is reading a book from A to Z fiction.
Mm.
And that basically means taking a book from our old stock, so from the shelves between A to Z, but we're not letting the students go pick whatever they want from the shelves. They've actually got to pick a letter out, and that letter denotes which author they have to choose.
Yeah, which author surname beginning with that letter. Yeah.
So if you pick out a C, you've got to pick any author surname book.
In the C section.
In the C section.
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does make sense. Absolutely.
So I think that's quite interesting because it just, it gets them to look at different sections of the library which maybe they might gloss over.
Yeah, exactly. And it just breathes a bit of life into our old stock as well.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to get
Q's.
Yes, that's what I get.
There's not many Q's.
I was gonna say I wouldn't want to get Q's or like Zed or anything like that. Though you've got Benjamin Zephaniah and he's really good.
And so you've got Alan Zadoff.
Oh.
Alan Zadoff is good as well.
Well, there you go, actually. Maybe Zed's all right.
Zed's
but Q,
right.
I think there's only one author in Q. Hopefully they're a good one.
Yeah.
If you get C,
it's
you're
probably
rolling.
Senior fiction as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and
the
I'm
Q
like,
no. What's that, what else is there? Oh, reading a book off the 50 Fab Fiction.
Yeah, and we've actually got two lots of 50 Fab Fiction now.
Yeah.
So they can choose from either.
Yeah. And there's a non-fiction book in there where they have to not necessarily read the whole book, but with the non-fiction one, it's to encourage them to do a bit of wider reading. So it's to encourage them to use the index, use the context page, find something they want to find a fact out, and they write down 10 facts from that book. So it's a little bit of research skills.
I mean, talking about research as well, along with the reading challenges, you always put quiz challenges on as well. So they have to complete a variety of different quizzes in the Learning Lounge, which vary really in difficulty. Because you have the issues quiz, which is looking at the issue books from independence publishers and finding particular information, which that is a long task.
It is,
and then you've got the careers quiz, which is just looking at the career that's in the spotlight at the moment, which is quite a short task because it's all on the one display.
Yeah.
So that's all about research, reading around an area, finding information.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do like the Reading Relay.
It's been hugely popular. It's just gone crazy.
It's day two, and we've already had two people do four challenges.
Yeah, I think we're already on 16 people that have signed up for it. So, you know.
Bookmarks everywhere. I'll finish this,
I know. I think I've got to do some more bookmarks because they're going very quickly. But they're obviously choosing the books that are quite easy to get through quickly, like the fiction quick reads and the graphic novels and stuff. It'll slow down when they get to the novels.
But it's a really easy thing to implement.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a challenge in your library, feel free to get in contact with us at lounge_learning on Twitter, and we'll happily share
Absolutely.
Our materials with
you.
But it's easy to cater to anybody's library.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christmas reads. You went to Australia.
Yeah.
We should turn this into a travel podcast, never mind a book podcast.
I know. I keep taking the books
India
around the world.
India in February.
I know, yeah.
My days, I look boring. So, you took 3 books, but you finished them in like the first flight.
No, I didn't.
No, one of them made it to Australia.
One of them made I know, those long flights. Well, I'll talk about that one, the Australian one first. Yeah. So I read One Would Think the Deep by Claire Zorn.
You loved this book.
Yes, I did like it. It was good because I was reading it in Australia and it was all about surfing and stuff like that. It was really good. The character in it is called Sam and his mum suddenly dies, which was, you know, quite sad and horrific for him. And he goes to live with his aunt. And his aunt and his mum had fallen out, so they hadn't actually seen each other for a while. So there's, a few secrets there that come out, which obviously I'm not going to divulge. He's actually a skateboarder, but his cousin that he's staying with is a really good surfer. In fact, he's a professional surfer. So he starts doing the surfing scene and stuff like that. But he's got a little bit of a love interest in this girl, and she's kind of quite level-headed, as he's a little bit hot-headed and angry, as you can imagine. And it's a really good story. I liked it.
That was the heavy book as well.
It's heavy, yeah.
We thought that would put you over at customs.
Yeah, but loved it.
Super. The first one I read was Chess Boxer by Stephen Davis, and I have the uncorrected proof because you picked this up, didn't you?
Yes,
I have to say, I've seen the cover of this book and I prefer the uncorrected proof cover.
Oh, okay.
It's so much more striking. I think the other cover's just a girl boxing.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I love the checkerboard on it. Yeah. It's really nice. So this is about Leah, and she's a chess champion, genius. Her father dies, and she kind of falls out of love with the game because she's all like, woe is me. You know, a bit like your character, they get a bit angry.
Yeah.
So she quits chess, she starts working in a donut shop. The whole story is told through like her blog, which she ends up making private because she gets lots of trolls. But she's a very angry individual, so I think she's almost likes inciting the trolls. She has a troubled relationship with her mum because her mum obviously paid for her to do all the chess, and now she's given it up. But she meets this guy through her blog who makes her play chess in New York, and basically they fleece people and gamble and get loads of money off them.
Yeah.
But someone films it on YouTube, the police find out, she gets arrested, she quits her job at the donut shop, and she ends up getting into this thing called chess boxing, which she finds out about, I think, in jail or shortly after jail.
Oh, right. Okay.
She starts doing chess boxing and things go from there. But you follow her journey through the blog. But it's mainly about her coming to terms with her grief and falling in love with chess again. It's quite a good book. There's some love interests in there, but it's a very angry book.
My next one I'm going to talk about is A Very Large Expanse of Sea by, I hope I'm saying this right, Tahereh Mafi. And I liked this book. I thought it was very good. This is about a girl called Shireen, and she goes to a high school. She's forever moving. Her family are always moving high schools. And the one thing about her is she wears a hijab at school. And this is set a year after 9/11. So there's a lot of anger towards people of that culture. And she goes to this new high school and she's being treated, you know, quite horribly. But she meets a boy who is called Ocean, and he's like your typical American boy who's, you know, blonde, blue eyes, basketball player, you know, he's very highly respected type of person that, yeah, they sort of form a relationship, but obviously people aren't happy about that. I'll say no more. I really like the book. My only issue with it was she is very angry.
Oh, yeah, like my book.
She is really angry to the point where people don't like her, probably more because she's so angry and bitter about people not liking her.
Yes. Well, I read a bit of a political book as well. Mine was Night at the Party by Tracy Mathias, and it's kind of like extreme I guess, right-wing party.
Right.
And they've got into power. Anybody who's not born in Britain has to get out of the country, sort of thing. And the character Zara, she's an illegal, she wasn't born in Britain, but she's still living in Britain, and they have like all these ID scanners, and the police check people on the street for their ID, because if you're illegal you get sent to like a centre and then you're deported back to your country. And then the other character, Ash, he's not an illegal, but his sister recently died at a party, and those two, me and Zara, know something about his sister's death, but she's also worried about getting found out about being illegal and being deported. So it's just about that, Ash finding out about his sister and then him trying to help Zara. It was good. I think it was very thought-provoking.
Right, okay.
And it made me want to visit Scotland.
The final book that I read was The Surface Breaks by Louise O'Neill. I like Louise O'Neill, and this was quite compelling. This has actually got a bit of a feminist thing about it. So she's basically a mermaid and lives under the sea, and her father is basically forcing her to marry this merman who she doesn't want to marry, who's like something like two or three times her age.
Oh wow.
And you know, and she is expected to marry him, and she decides she wants to go up onto land and find love there, but there are consequences for this. I don't want to say the consequences because it kind of gives the story away, but it's not all what she's hoping to find, is all I'm going to say.
Does it have a happy ending?
Well, that would be...
All right, no, you don't have to say.
It's really good.
The last one I read was The Harm Tree by Rose Edwards, who we met at the Preston Festival.
Yeah.
And this is your typical fantasy book, I would say. It's swords and magic and gods and myth and craziness, but it's also quite feminist, I'd say, because all the major players in the game are female. All the people that have power that are men are actually quite evil. So I'd say it's quite a feminist book. These two girls, they're left at this place because their families don't want them. They're really good friends, but then it turns out they're kind of special, but for two different sides of this war that's raging between the north and the south. There's gods in play. It gets quite complex and confusing, because she kind of just introduces you to the magic of the world without explaining it. Because it's kind of like, well, it's not usual magic I'm used to, or what's going on, who's talking. But I also did speed read this, so it's possible that it was me missing the detail. But it was a good book. I think fantasy lovers who like the Sarah J. Maas series and all that will just eat this up alive.
Yeah. And it looks like it's on that sort of scale.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of Shannara Chronicles, because you had this cast of characters and there was magic and there was divides within the world. But yeah, it was good. Proper fantasy adventure.
What are you reading at the moment, though?
I'm finally reading Dogs by M.A. Bennett. And I'm still reading Gentleman's Guide.
They're going to want that in the February display.
I know, I'm getting on. Oh, she's so stupid, though.
Oh.
This is the problem with M.A. Bennett books. I love them, but I'm also like, why are the characters just idiots? But I think that's the charm.
I think that's the charm.
She also dropped in like a Stranger Things reference, like in the first page, and I was like, yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah.
The mystery
she's
is
great,
there.
M.A.
She's
Bennett.
Great. But I'm just like, oh. And Shafin is really annoying me, this book. You'll see.
Yeah, I need to read it.
I need to finish it.
I am reading Noah Can't Even by Simon James Green.
I'd like to get your thoughts on that when you finish it.
Yeah, I am actually quite enjoying it. But I suppose it's that sort of thing, isn't it? Because I really liked Alex in Wonderland. I love the characters in that. And I don't tend to go for funny books, but this has actually made me laugh in the first 20 pages.
Because he starts on the jungle gym, doesn't he? And he can't get down. That was quite a good bit.
It is quite... I think it's quite entertaining. And the fact that, you know... I really felt for him when he was in the classroom, and there's this project and they've all been put into groups and he's not been put into the group, and he's got his hand up and the teacher's saying, put your hand down, and he goes, I need, you know, and there's a girl in the group and she's being really horrible and just bringing up the fact that he weed his pants back in year 8 or something, And yeah, he leaves cliffhangers at the end of the chapters though.
Yes, he does. Good. I think that's a good idea.
I like it. Yeah, it's like a da da da, and then you want to read on.
It
did
read like an episode of like EastEnders or something.
Yeah, it's great.
It was very.
I like it. I like it. So it's making me chuckle. We're looking forward to seeing Simon James Green.
Yes. Next week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the School Librarian Award, because Claire was longlisted and I had to fill in quite a lengthy form to obviously get you longlisted. And now we've been given another form to fill in.
Yeah.
And quite a tight turnaround, but this one's a lot longer. So next week on the podcast, we will be talking to you about that process, if you're interested in how it works or if you want to apply, just a bit of insight into how it goes down.
Yeah.
And obviously we'll be talking about which books we have been reading.
Yep.
So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.